This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, Monday night, a leak sprang from the U.S. Supreme Court on a draft where it appears that they are planning to strike down Roe v. Wade as a part of its decision and Dobbs v. Jackson. As soon as that happened, leftists began to call for violence against the Supreme Court, its justices, and the nation's political system. So, Ian Millhiser, a senior correspondent at Vox, was one of the first to use incendiary language to describe the leaked ruling. And he said, seriously, shout out to whoever the hero was within the Supreme Court. He said, blank it. I can't say what he said. Let's burn this place down. Okay. Other blue check marks on Twitter called for the nation, its institutions, and the highest court in the land to literally and figuratively burn to the ground. Like Caitlin Hobbs, who, in parentheses beside her name, it says they, them, and she's a blue check mark. I'm going to burn this entire blank, blank country to the blanking ground. Or DJSB, it's time for this country to burn and start over again. Or Tyler Conway, don't even know what's left to say about this country. Let's just let the blanking thing burn to the ground at this point. From Politico, Supreme Court has voted to strike down Roe v. Wade according to an initial draft majority opinion written by Justice Samuel Alito and obtained by Politico. We hold that Roe and Casey must be overruled. And we get from Chris Evangelista, burn it all down. Imran Khan, burn the system down. Chris Vickery, burn things. Tom DeAngora, who has in his pronouns, he, him, and his, hashtag still with her. Thank you for your purity test. Sorry the smart lady was too prepared to be president. She warned us, hashtag Hillary was right about everything. Time for the real activists to hit the streets. Let's burn it to the ground. Austin O'Brien. The draft specifically called out Obergefell, which makes it clear, very clear what this is about. This is a crusade. Burn it down. Then there's Anthony Michael Kreese, who said, the more I read the draft, the more it is apparent that the court is a half step away from letting states criminalize same-sex sexual intimacy. Ghost Key. Blank the United States Supreme Court for making an attempt to strip women of their right to safe abortions. Burn this system to the ground and build something better. John Muppet Gibson. Burned a whole blanking place. Your body, your choice. This isn't a political, federal, state, or local decision. It's exclusively an individual one. Patricia Cornelius. Patricia Soutoff, PhD. Burn it to the blanking ground. This is not democracy. And then we get a picture. Right now, barricades are up around the Supreme Court building just minutes after reports from Politico were leaked indicating SCOTUS has voted to overturn Roe versus Wade, which I would call those passive. Thomas Becker, burn it all to the ground. RIP, hashtag Roe versus Wade. Alexandria Villasenor. OMG, that at political article, let's just burn it all down. Rich Jones, just burn it all down. Journalists were among the greatest defenders who publicly endorse violence against justices who vote in favor of returning the abortion law making back to the states, which is that's actually where it should be. Okay, that's where it should be. When conservative commentator Ali Beth Stuckey noted that conservative justices will have their lives and the lives of their families threatened, the nation's Washington, D.C. correspondent Ada Chavez replied, good. Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Laurie Garrett directly threatened Justice Samuel Alito, who reportedly authored the majority opinion, according to Politico. Okay, Alito, I'll call your inflamed debate and deepened division and raise you with millions of angry women in the streets. You hashtag GOP folks want to play poker. Show your hand and watch what happens. Democrat politicians also expressed outrage at their attempts to normalize killing on our unborn babies are threatened and demanded Congress pass legislation to circumvent the SCOTUS ruling immediately, which has already been shot down, by the way, by Sinema and Manchin. As we've warned, SCOTUS isn't just coming for abortion. They're coming for the right to privacy Roe rests on, which includes gay marriage plus civil rights. Manchin is blocking Congress, codifying Roe. House has seemingly forgotten about Clarence Thomas. These two points must change. That coming from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. That, by the way, is treasonous, in my opinion. And if there aren't 60 votes in the Senate to do it, and there are not, we must end the filibuster, pass it with 50 votes, Senator Bernie Sanders. Well, at least he's consistent. He's a socialist. Hillary Clinton tweeted, not surprising, but still dangerous. This decision is a direct assault on dignity, rights, and lives of women, not to mention decades of settled law. It will kill and subjugate women, even as a vast majority of Americans think abortion should be legal. What an utter disgrace. Representative Adam Schiff of California, a woman's right to choose is not up for debate. A woman's right to make her own health care decisions are not up for debate. We can't go back. We must not go back. We won't go back. This must not stand. Well, the problem is that, you know, you're the guys that set this up. Progressive Representative Barbara Lee of California. PSA, if Roe fails, your constitutional right to birth control will also be in jeopardy. This has never just been about abortion. It's about controlling and criminalizing our bodies. Star Trek star George Takei and progressive squad member Representative Premila Jayapal called for Americans to take to the streets and riot as they did during the 2020 Summer of Rage. Takei, Mr. Sulu, he got out there and tweeted, these blankers really did it. First they came for black voters, and they targeted LGBTQ plus families. Now women in America, they're overruling Roe versus Wade. We must unite and strike back, take it to the streets, overwhelm them at the ballot box. They've gone too damn far. Should never rage tweet, George. And, Jayapal wrote, people should take to the streets across the country right now. The Senate can pass an exception to the filibuster and codify Roe versus Wade. This is the most dramatic setback for women's rights in decades. I will continue to fight tooth and nail for every single person's right to have a legal and safe abortion in the country. We will not accept this sitting down, and we will take this to the streets and the voting booth. Only one problem. There's a couple of problems here, and we'll probably get into this in just a second. But there's a couple of problems with this, but all of this outrage and everything that's, you know, hitting the streets and okay, that's fine. Hit the streets. Everybody gets the right to protest. I support that. There's some things that won't. They're not going to fly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who was nominated to the United States Supreme Court in a large part because of her sex and her skin color, said she couldn't define what a woman is during her confirmation hearings. "I'm not a biologist," she said. While conservatives criticized Jackson for failing to answer a simple question about human biology, one that was necessary to evaluate whether she would faithfully interpret the Constitution and adjudicate Americans' rights, Democrats rushed to defend the activist nominee who has ties and endorsements from the abortion industry. Now, Jackson may not be on the SCOTUS bench yet, but now that a leaked Dobbs versus Jackson opinion indicates that the Supreme Court is preparing to strike down Roe versus Wade, Democrats are scrambling to preserve what they've strictly labeled as a woman's right to choose. Senator Blackburn, she pointed out how interesting that 2 weeks ago they refused to define a woman, and now today the only thing they want to talk about is protecting a woman's right to choose. Yet, you know, so yeah, the same party, led by an administration whose Department of Justice, Department of Education, Department of Housing and Urban Development, and the Federal Bureau of Prisons also refuses to define what a woman is, has used agencies like these to keep killing babies in the womb. And we get this from the president. "I believe that a woman's right to choose is fundamental. Roe has been the law of the land for almost 50 years, and basic fairness and the stability of our law demand that it not be overturned. We will be ready when any ruling is issued." Then, Kamala Harris, she got out there. "The U.S. Supreme Court has confirmed the draft opinion overturning Roe versus Wade is genuine." Same party that endorses schools forcing transgenderism, radical experimentation, and genital mutilation on children behind parents' backs and lies to you about the damage such ideology causes, now says that healthcare decisions should be between a woman and her doctor, not Ted Cruz. That be coming from Senator Amy Klobuchar. Then we have Reverend Raphael Warnock, who's also a senator. "As a pro-choice pastor, I've always believed that a patient's room is way too small for a woman, her doctor, and the United States government. I'll always fight to protect a woman's right to choose, and that will never change." Representative Eric Sweldhead, "Are you ready to stand up for women? We will not agonize. We will organize. We will register the unregistered, inspire the uninspired. And over the next 6 months, we will save our freedom. Fired up, not letting go." Good luck with that one. So, yes, the same party whose Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, tried to erase sex-specific terminology from official business in the lower chamber of Congress now invokes a woman's fundamental right to choose as the reason to codify Roe versus Wade. And we get this from the House Democrats on Twitter. "House Dems are appalled and outraged about the leaked draft opinion by the Supreme Court, poised to do away with a woman's fundamental right to choose. And once again, we call on the Senate to codify this basic human right into law by any means necessary." Well, it's going to have to be by the means outlined by the law, Nancy. Then we get Chuck Schumer adding, he said that a decision would come at the expense of tens of millions of women who would soon be stripped of their bodily autonomy and the constitutional rights they've relied on for half a century. See, here's the problem. Are we saying that every woman out there should be able to kill babies? Because they also don't ever want to define when life begins. And don't get me wrong, right? I'm not a crusader on this one. I don't believe in it myself. I would never allow that to happen within my family. This is the same party that supports big tech censoring users who point out the U.S. Assistant Secretary for Health, Rachel Levine, is a man who now screams at a court where six male justices don't have a right to protect unborn babies because those men can't get pregnant. However, Roe v. Wade was actually decided by seven men. Nowadays, it's all the rage to say no uterus, no opinion. So, up until Alito's majority opinion was leaked, leftists said sex could be modified and men could have babies. So what about men's right to choose? But as soon as their power to murder unborn babies was threatened, the pro-abortion sounding boards embraced a woman's right to choose. And don't kid yourself what this is. This is 55% of Planned Parenthood is in the black communities. Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, looked upon black America as something to be eradicated. This is nothing less than, and that has expanded, of course, to go across socioeconomic and also which way you're leaning, political, that kind of stuff. It's okay for anybody to kill a baby. And these people that are out there upset, they didn't receive biology degrees overnight, but they see an opportunity to use an unprecedented and deliberate leak to undermine the court's authority. And here's the thing about this. While they're out there doing this, by all means, if this is something you're for, then go protest. You better make it peaceful. Because you may get away with this in the blue cities. And you may burn the blue cities down. And if that's what you want to do, who am I to say no? But don't try to extend beyond that. Because America has been pushed already. America has been pushed. And, I just don't see too much more of that turn the other cheek left. I think you have slapped it all out of everybody. So understand that. And understand that here's the other part. It doesn't take too many people that stop turning the other cheek to really make things bad. And that's all the advice I'm going to give. Just understand that it isn't going to be free, and it isn't going to be allowed to happen in certain areas. You may be able to do it in New York and D.C. and all these other places. Have at it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the Treasury Department plans on paying down the national debt for the first time since 2016. The president outlining his plan to reduce the deficit, bring down inflation, and save families money.
All we're asking is that the wealthiest Americans and the largest corporations begin to pay their fair share, at least part of their fair share. You've heard me say it before. I'm a capitalist. I believe you should be able to make as much money as you legally can. but just pay your fair share.
In his 2023 budget, Biden proposing a minimum 20% tax rate for multimillionaires. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Democratic-led Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Homeland Security about the 2023 DHS budget proposal. This is USA Radio News. A search is continuing for an escaped inmate and an Alabama corrections officer. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the update.
A manhunt continues for 6'9" Casey White, who was awaiting trial on a capital murder case, and Vicky White, a jail official. The pair vanished after leaving the Lauderdale County Detention Center on Friday morning. While in prison, he confessed to the 2015 stabbing death of a 58-year-old woman.
European Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen is calling on the EU member nations to ban the import of all Russian oil by the end of the year as part of a new sanctions package.
We will make sure that we phase out Russian oil in an orderly fashion, so in a way that allows us and our partners to secure alternative supply routes and at the same time be very careful that we minimize the impact on the global market.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Less than 24 hours after a leaked Dobbs versus Jackson opinion indicated that the United States Supreme Court plans to overturn Roe, well, President Joe Biden threatened to use his executive authority to disrespect the decision. In a statement released on Tuesday morning, because he was probably already asleep when the other one got released, Biden cast doubt on the finality of the court's Dobbs ruling and pledged to use his gender policy counsel and the White House's counsel's office to counter the continued attack on abortion and reproductive rights under a variety of possible outcomes. We will be ready when any ruling is issued. He also encouraged legislators and other elected politicians to dismiss the ruling. If the court does overturn Roe, it will fall on our nation's elected officials at all levels of government to protect a woman's right to choose. And it will fall on voters to elect pro-choice officials this November. It will fall to the states. And getting out there and trying to dictate what the states do now is the fun part. That's the fun part. That's the fun part of it all. But, you know, This is a far cry from what they normally do whenever it goes their way. See, one of the problems I have with the Republicans is the Republicans don't complain enough when it doesn't go our way. They just let it go. The Democrats, on the other hand, they just go completely, they lose their mind. But for years, they've defended poor rulings from the high court as the law of the land because it moved the ball on their agenda. And now that one of the key tenets of their political platform is threatened, such as in Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission, they're calling for violence. A radical revamping of the political system, including abolishing the Electoral College, nuking the filibuster, packing the court, voting pro-lifers out of office, and disregarding future rulings together. All together. Well, that is unfortunate, and it's also pretty stupid, because it isn't going to happen. Aside from Roe versus Wade, here are five strongly contested Supreme Court decisions that Democrats insist must be accepted without doubt or question, like Planned Parenthood versus Casey. This was decided in 1992. Democrats and activist organizations have used the ruling as ammo to promote abortion as an unchallengeable right. Planned Parenthood, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and even Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, all bidden allies, have long claimed that the Supreme Court, let's get rid of that, that the Supreme Court has settled on abortion, let no man touch. Roe and Casey are the settled law of the Supreme Court concerning the right to terminate a woman's pregnancy, Jackson told senators during her confirmation hearings. When asked her views on Supreme Court cases, Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, Judge Jackson said, Roe and Casey are the settled law of the Supreme Court. Biden's own Department of Justice recently invoked Planned Parenthood versus Casey to claim that Texas, they passed a pro-life heartbeat law in September, was violating a woman's constitutional right to an abortion. Attorney General Merrick Garland, he was out there, voice warbling as it always does. The act is clearly unconstitutional under long-standing Supreme Court precedent. These precedents hold, in the words of Planned Parenthood versus Casey, that regardless of whether exceptions, you get it. Now, then there's the National Federation of Independent Businesses versus Sebelius. This is where John Roberts caved to the activist pressure and sided with leftist SCOTUS justices to uphold Obamacare in that case in 2012. And Democrats defended that decision with vigor and even smeared future justices such as Amy Coney Barrett as a threat to the court's already established position. But when Donald Trump led the charge to repeal Obamacare, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi chimed that Republicans were trying to overturn the law of the land in the courts. Plenty of other Democrats jumped on the law of the land bandwagon to protect Obamacare as well. And I'm not going to go through all of the tweets and all this other stuff. But that's one we got to follow. We got that cannot be questioned. Obergefell versus Hodges. This is one where the Supreme Court ruled that states must recognize same-sex marriage. Once again, the Democrats claimed this was the law of the land and even used the ruling as a launching pad to try to legalize religious bigotry and prioritize identity politics above the law. Same-sex marriage at risk as Supreme Court gets more conservative, one CNN headline from October 2020 states. How safe is gay marriage? Then there's Bostock versus Clayton County. A similar reaction surfaced after the Supreme Court's leftist justices, joined by Roberts and Gorsuch, rewrote Title VII of the Civil Rights Act to state that prohibition of employment discrimination based on sex includes sexual orientation and gender identity. This was heralded as a victory for equality, despite the fact that it degraded Americans' natural rights. ACLU got out there and said, there's no question, LGBTQ people are protected from discrimination in the workplace. It is now the law of the land. Then there's the Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California, when Roberts once again sided with the court's leftists to uphold the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. SCOTUS was accused of holding different legal standards for different presidents. Democrats, including then-Senator Kamala Harris, defended the ruling anyway and claimed that Trump's attempts to phase out DACA were violating the court's rulings. Even the court's inaction on issues such as COVID-19, shot mandates in universities, and election integrity has historically been regarded by Democrats as the final say in these matters. When they don't take it up, they just say, well, it's the law of the land. This has been found to be constitutional because they didn't take it up. And to Democrats, Supreme Court rulings are only the law of the land when those rulings benefit them and their little political agenda. And the minute the court decides to an outcome different than the left's desired outcome, the latter says it's suddenly okay to question the court's integrity. And therein lies the problem, you see. I mean, this stuff that they're doing right now will foment. It will foment violence. Because they're out there cheering it on. This is Black Lives Matter too. This is George Floyd too. They've already burned it to the ground and gotten away with it for the most part. So this is happening. It's just about to be inbound. And what's going to be done about it? Are they going to tell them to stand down? Are they going to tell them to maybe take a break and chill out a little bit and let us work our way through this? Let's try to find a legislative solution. I mean, I'm all for that. I'm against anything that goes straight into violence. And if you're going to go violent, then the problem is going to be that you have to be prepared to go all the way. Because you're faking violence, your feint of violence, that may lead people to think that they have to do something in retaliation. See, one of the things I've long said about them is when they say that we're Nazis and all this, if they really believe that, then they're going to do something about it. But also, if they get out there and say, we're going to burn the cities to the ground, and we really believe it, you think we might do something about it? I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And an apparent homage to George Orwell's dystopian novel 1984, one the rest of us would realize is a pointed political allegory, but the Biden administration apparently views it as a handbook. The Biden White House is establishing a disinformation governance board. You heard me. You know this already. The government's going to decide what's true and what's false and punish disseminators accordingly. The bureaucrats who run the Department of Homeland Security, where this board will be housed, are going to be parsing fact from fiction, obviously to keep us all safe from the scourge of independent judgment and thought, or as I call it, critical thinking. Naturally, Nina Jankowicz, the woman they put in charge of the board, thinks America is a little too free-spirited. And apparently her life's work has been to focus on doing something about that. White House Press Secretary Jan Ginger Gerbel-Psaki has cited Jankowicz's extensive qualifications, which include being a disinformation fellow, whatever that is, at the Wilson Center and advising the Ukrainian foreign minister about who knows what exactly. However, since I don't trust anything coming out of Ukraine, probably on how to get money out of the United States. Notably, and perhaps predictably, the White House's new disinformation czar spent months disinforming the public that the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop, now quietly confirmed to be real even by the likes of the New York Times and the Washington Post, was in fact Russian disinformation. She also spread misleading claims about the Christopher Steele dossier funded by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the goal of undermining the Trump campaign and spying on its employees. The dossier has been widely discredited by the Department of Justice, and its main source was arrested and charged with 5 counts of making false claims to the FBI. Jankowicz has also appeared in TikTok videos singing flippantly about how Americans shouldn't vote for those who spread disinformation. Jankowicz apparently sings a lot, and is a big fan of Harry Potter. She founded and sang in a band called the Moaning Myrtles, which contributed songs to albums like Wizards and Muggles Rock for Social Justice. And in 2007, won Best Music Video in Wizard Rock People's Choice Awards for a song called Sitting on the Toilet. In 1793, enemies of the French state were carted off to the guillotine by Robespierre and his Committee on Public Safety during the Reign of Terror. In 2022, apparently, our Reign of Terror will apparently be overseen by a deranged woke theater kid. The gulags, but with, jazz hands. The sheer absurdity and spectacle shouldn't distract from the seriousness of what the Biden administration is attempting to undertake. The formation of a disinformation board within the Department of Homeland Security is a specific choice. They're wanting to make and place government speech regulations within the context of law enforcement. Speech police is now metaphorical phrasing, or is less that now than actual reality. This is one of the reasons that you saw the ascent of Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson was out there, and I mean, one of the things that he was completely against in his home of Canada was that he was compelled to speak a certain way, and he said, "I will not do it." So, he's been out there, and he's been on the crusade ever since then. He still will not do it. And I really would like to figure out which laws we're going to be running afoul of if we get out here and we go afoul of the speech police. Jankowicz appears to support contextualizing speech in a law enforcement frame. In April, she told NPR that law enforcement needs to do more about free speech absolutism on social media before speaking approvingly about a bill in the United Kingdom that would empower law enforcement to enforce speech codes. It is no coincidence that Barack Obama recently gave a speech at Stanford University outlining the dangers of disinformation online and calling on the government to act. The former president, who is now a podcaster and a Netflix producer, elected to nothing, has committed himself to pushing an agenda aimed at controlling the flow of speech and information in America, particularly on social media. Obama's administration was infamously cozy with the Silicon Valley tech titans and materially contributed to their rise. The Democratic Party, faced with evidence that its message is losing, is now bent on controlling the parameters of the debate itself in the name of free speech, which I don't really know how that's going to work, because here's the problem. The Republicans are not going to take part in any debates that is put on from this point forward, as far as I can tell. And that's because of how one-sided they have become. So, instead of letting misinformation actually get out there and run the day, they have now decided to just not participate. We're going to have to see where that goes. Now they've got added urgency to their task because Elon Musk is seeking to acquire Twitter and take the company private, which he's going to do, reform their content moderation practices, which is going to happen. Twitter is the centerpiece of the elite narrative formation, and the left does not appear willing to let control of their platform go without using every financial, governmental, and cultural level under their power. But the executive branch does not exist in a vacuum. The legislature still has a say in the formation of a government speech board months before an election cycle and within days of Musk's free speech-driven audacious bid for Twitter should prompt an urgent response. And this should be a campaign. This should be a campaign topic. The most powerful weapon the legislature has is its power, is the power of the purse. Agencies cannot carry out the directives or initiate their programs without Congress first authorizing the money for them to do so. House Republicans are reportedly already drafting legislation to defund the formation and maintenance of the Disinformation Board, but their efforts are not likely to get standalone traction in a democratically controlled House. Senators have far more options on this, but regardless of which party is in the majority, each senator has the power to make the body vote on any proposal of his choosing. Senates can circumvent the committee process under the Senate's Rule 14 and place legislation directly on the Senate calendar, where they can then move to proceed to it. And provided there's no other business pending, that motion, known as a motion to proceed, automatically is made pending before the Senate and requires the Senate to vote. And unless cloture is filed, the vote is considered at a 51-vote threshold. So, in other words, Republican colleagues or Republican senators have an option. Their House colleagues do not. They can force every senator to be on record regarding the Biden administration's efforts to police speech. And if it comes to this prior to the election, they're going to do that. They're going to make that. They're going to force that. It is not something that can't be pulled back, but they're going to try to force it, I think. We'll see. Creating this record is important in and of itself, but it should also form the basis for both the Senate and the House Republicans to demand that the effort be defunded as part of the forthcoming omnibus spending legislation, which must be passed in the fall, unless it's replaced by a straight extension of funding known as a continuing resolution. And these must-pass spending bills represent significant points of leverage, particularly for Senate Republicans, whose votes are required for passage. In the split Senate, where spending bills require 60 votes, 10 GOP votes are required. That these leverage points exist doesn't always mean that they're used. But it's time to get all on floor. We all got to get on the floor on this one. And the appropriators, the legislators tasked with drafting spending legislation, have already begun to meet to discuss the outlines of what the next package will look like. So it's time for the GOP to make their red lines clear. From the border, to vaccine mandates, to defunding Biden's speech police, they need to draw their lines now and refuse to provide votes for any funding legislation that includes these provisions. There, you know, it's not always a done deal just because somebody gets out there and says they're going to do it. But it does take a little bit of resolve, without a doubt. It takes a little bit of resolve and a little bit of intestinal fortitude. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.